My Life Today, March 13. Joseph, a man of principle. Living by principle, not inclination. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Joseph's gentleness and fidelity won the heart of the chief captain, who came to regard him as a son rather than a slave. But Joseph's faith and integrity were to be tested by fiery trials. His master's wife endeavored to entice the young man to transgress the law of God. Heretofore, he had remained untainted by the corruption teeming in that heathen land. But this temptation, so sudden, so strong, so seductive, how should it be met? Joseph knew well what would be the consequence of resistance. On the one hand were concealments, favor, and rewards. On the other, disgrace, imprisonment, perhaps death. His whole future life depended upon the decision of the moment. Would principle triumph? Would Joseph still be true to God? With inexpressible anxiety, the angels looked upon the scene. Joseph's answer reveals the power of religious principle. He would not betray the confidence of his master on earth, and, whatever the consequences, he would be true to his master in heaven. Joseph suffered for his integrity, for his tempter revenged herself by accusing him of a foul crime and causing him to be thrust into prison. Had Potiphar believed his wife's charge against Joseph, the young Hebrew would have lost his life. But the modesty and uprightness that had uniformly characterized his conduct were proof of his innocence. And yet, to save the reputation of his master's house, he was abandoned to disgrace and bondage. But Joseph's real character shines out even in the darkness of the dungeon. He held fast his faith and patience. His years of faithful service had been most cruelly repaid. Yet this did not render him morose or distrustful. He had the peace that comes from conscious innocence, and he trusted his case with God.